oldest son was a fifth grader, my wife convinced me that we would be just the people to start up a youth group at St. Edward's. And although I was more than a bit hesitant about that whole idea, it turned out to be a really great experience. At the time, we were blessed with a solid group of teenagers here at the church, and many of the St. Edward's kids brought their friends. So for a while, we had a consistent 10 to 15 teens out for our meetings, and for several years, we fellowshipped with them and their families, and that group of teenagers and their families really formed a solid support and social group for us, which was great. It was a great experience. Also, during that time, our daughter Aubrey, when she was in eighth grade, we discovered that she had severe scoliosis, and she underwent major surgery at Shriners Hospital in Philadelphia. And our St. Edward's family was a really big help, major support to us through that time of crisis. And we felt God's steady hand and control throughout that really out of control situation, largely through our many friends here, and also with Stephen's companionship through that very hard time. And later, down the road a bit, my wife prodded me a bit again to become serious about something we'd talked about for many years, actually since we had met, that is adopting a child. And when we traveled to China 12 years ago to fetch our daughter Rosie, now 14 years old, we again were feeling the protection of the hand of God and really held up by the prayers of our church family here. Back to those youth group days, I had played trumpet in high school, but when we started doing the youth group work, I quickly discovered that that instrument does not lend itself very well to leading singing. So I started playing guitar, discovered that that was really fun. I really enjoy that, still take lessons. And also at the time discovered that I really had a passion for contemporary Christian music. So about the time the youth group membership was winding down, I was able to help start up the St. Edward's Praise Band. And as the years have come and gone, we've had many fine musicians from our church family sing and play with us. So the praise band sort of became like a small youth group for a lot of those kids as well. Of course, the praise band has also been a real blessing to many fine adult musicians who have come and gone over the years. It's always been a labor of love for us, and it's such a real privilege to help lead worship with music. And although sometimes we sound better than others, we've learned over the years how to better complement the liturgy with contemporary songs, and I certainly have grown spiritually through the challenges and joys of that whole experience. So to sum it up, I would say that St. Edward's has been there for us in times of crisis and trial. It's also been a place where we can grow through service and fellowship. God has really challenged and grown me here in this place, and He still does.
The reflection you have just heard is part of the Stewardship Ministry of St. Edward's. I hope you will join us as we celebrate our history, live into our present, and look forward to our future.